Southwest was one of the most beloved brands in America, an airline that put employees and customers before shareholders, and never laid off an employee in over 50 years. Despite this, they had wild success, including 47 years of profitability, even during financial crises. But that has all changed. In just a few short months, Southwest has removed its famous bags fly free policy and laid off 15% of its staff. These might sound like small changes, but they're just the tip of the iceberg. The truth is that the fabric of Southwest itself is changing, and not for the better. Southwest's unique philosophy goes all the way back to its founder, Herb Kelleher. Kelleher was clear about one thing: employees matter. Your people come first. If you treat them right, they'll treat the customers right, and the customers will come back, and that will make the shareholders happy. Employees first, customer second, shareholders third. It was remarkably simple. It's the same philosophy as Costco or T-Mobile under John Ledger, though in a way, it's so simple that other people didn't get it. Companies would come in from around the world, and they were interested in how we hired, trained, and that sort of thing. Then we said, treat your people well, and they'll treat you well. And then they'd go home disappointed. It was too simple. And to be honest, this sounds great, but a lot of CEOs say stuff like this. How did Kelleher actually put this into practice? Well, in a surprising number of ways. The first was profit sharing. Southwest made its first profit in 1973, and the first thing Kelleher did was establish a system to share this with employees. If the company records annual profits, a portion of this goes to employees, with 10% put towards retirement and the rest in a cash payout. Many long-term Southwest employees have retired as millionaires, but this goes both ways. Rewarding employees also rewards the companies. Staff are more likely to stay to get these rewards, and they'll work much harder so the company does do well. Be it improving fuel efficiency with the planes, repairing baggage gates, doing work outside of their job description, or just providing a better customer experience. Kelleher elaborated that if you take all of Southwest's compensation together, wage rates, profit sharing, the full 401k match, the stock options that our people have, Southwest employees are the most highly compensated people in the airline industry. In a way, the employees are the shareholders. In 2019, Southwest paid out over $660 million to employees in profit sharing, which was more than 6 weeks' pay for every eligible employee. This worked in tandem with another cornerstone of Southwest: no layoffs. Southwest has been absolutely against layoffs of any kind. For example, during the Gulf War, when every airline lost money with every plane takeoff, Kelleher did everything he could to prevent layoffs, including a full pay cut for top leaders and many employees. Similarly, in the aftermath of 9/11, when the airline industry took a nosedive, Southwest stuck with their staff once again, not laying off any workers. In fact, it was the only major airline to make a profit in 2001. Southwest's employees are loyal, but leaders are loyal to employees too. We can even see this with the structure of management. Kelleher viewed management as bottom of the pyramid instead of the top. Instead of frontline workers serving management who serve the top leadership, it's inverted. Our job at the general office is to supply the resources that our frontline fighters need in order to be successful. They're not there to glorify us or make us look good, so the focus is on the people in the field actually doing the job. Keep in mind, this philosophy from Kelleher began back in the 60s and 70s, but for many decades afterwards, this philosophy stuck. When Kelleher finally stepped down from being CEO in 2001, his replacement embodied the Southwest philosophy more than any other, Gary Kelly. Kelly continued to embody this employee-first culture as Kelleher stepped back. Following the 2008 financial crash, Kelly maintained the Southwest philosophy. They didn't lay off staff, cut pay rates, or cut benefits. Kelly said that, "People aren't an expense. Our people are our heart and soul." Even during the pandemic in 2020, Southwest showed this commitment. The staff got through the crisis together. Thousands upon thousands of our employees stepped up to help Southwest weather the storm. Whether it was sharing and executing cost-saving ideas or helping fill in needs in other departments, our employees were there to help. instead of just laying off staff, Kelly allowed them to participate in temporary pay cuts or time off without pay or voluntary early retirement, anything to prevent people losing their jobs. Part of weathering the COVID-19 pandemic has entailed keeping our costs low as we wait for travel demand to recover. Southwest has proudly avoided furloughs in its nearly 50-year history. Kelly was named one of the best CEOs in America in 2008, 9, and 10. And in 2017, he was ranked the third most underrated CEO in America. But there's still a lingering question. Southwest Airlines celebrated 38 years of consecutive profitability in 2017. But how? Kelleher and Kelly's leadership supported employees. But what about customers? They're the ones who bring the money after all. What sets Southwest apart in the eyes of the customers? Southwest was a low-fare airline. They didn't offer unnecessary services and almost exclusively used a single type of aircraft, the Boeing 737. They've been mostly a domestic airline, originally flying the Texas Triangle between Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, hence Southwest. But it's their philosophy that sets them apart, which has always been, all customers are equal. There's no assigned seating and they use first-come, first-served boarding, which is somehow actually a much faster process than funneling customers back to front. All customers also get free snacks and beverages too, but what's most surprising is that there's no business class or luxury seating. This is especially wild because these tickets have huge margins, which is where other airlines primarily make their profit, but not Southwest. There is no economy versus business. Southwest is affordable, but they're also egalitarian. Everyone is equal. Even in special cases, Southwest goes out of their way to uphold this. Plus-sized customers who need two of the small airline seats have the second seat refunded. But it somehow gets even better. Low-fare airlines usually charge super cheap tickets, but then charge you for bags and luggage, which can increase the price substantially. But Southwest has always had a two bags fly free policy. Every passenger, regardless of loyalty, ticket, or airport, gets two bags for free. This was unbelievable value. Southwest's tickets were a bit pricier than other low-fare airlines, but after luggage, it worked out to be a much better deal. Yet another often overlooked part of Southwest is the absence of change fees. Other airlines would charge massive fees if you wanted to change your flight or cancel, but not Southwest. To them, flexibility was a right for all passengers. Southwest also just had a different vibe about it. It made flying fun. So none of you have things by your feet. If you have a seat on a roll. All the flight attendants.
God, we love to fly. Have a great trip, everybody.
You could just tell that employees loved working for Southwest, and that made you love flying with them. In a cutthroat industry where airlines squeeze you for every dollar, Southwest stood out. Southwest has also seen the fewest customer complaints in the entire industry, and it's not even close. All of these things brought something extremely powerful. Customer loyalty. In 2019, Southwest achieved 47 consecutive years of profitability. Just think about that. Through multiple crises, market crashes, and even global financial crashes, people still flew and used Southwest. Their market share has gradually climbed over the years. In 2019, it held about 20% domestic market share, fighting Delta Airlines for second place. People went out of their way to fly Southwest. Their colorful blue planes became an iconic staple of value and heart in big business. Treat your employees well, and they'll treat customers well, and your customers will keep coming back. That was the secret. But now, all of this is changing. It all began with a crisis, one which Southwest couldn't power through. In the background during the 2010s, Southwest had made one mistake. Southwest used a point-to-point model for scheduling, instead of the hub-and-spoke model that everyone else used. It was okay with a small amount of cancellations, but in a crisis, it would spell disaster. Then came the holiday meltdown. During a major winter storm, Southwest canceled over 16,000 holiday flights. But Southwest's system, called SkySolver, was overloaded. It couldn't track where all the pilots were or reassign them even after the weather cleared. Passengers and crew member were stranded all over the country. Michael Santoro, a senior leader of the Southwest Pilots Union, explained that the catalyst was the big storm, but our internal software can't handle massive cancellations. The company hasn't invested the money into scheduling infrastructure to support the network they have developed. So pilots are calling in asking, I'm done with this flight. Where do I go next? Am I running another plane? Do I spend the night here? And pilots are on hold for hours trying to figure out what to do next. From this, Southwest lost over $1 billion and had to pay a record high fine to the US Department of Transportation of $140 million. Yet somehow, this crisis wasn't nearly as bad as what followed. The holiday meltdown had plunged Southwest's stock price and sent it on a downward trend, from $61 in May 2021 to just $26 2 years later. This gave the perfect opportunity to someone lurking in the shadows. In June 2024, a private investment firm called Elliott Investment Management bought a $1.9 billion stake in Southwest, or about 11% of the company. But this wasn't just any investment. This group were activist investors. If you aren't familiar with activist investors, they're typically private equity firms who buy a large portion of a company's shares in order to force a takeover, often a hostile one. Leadership is often muscled out as they appoint directors who do their bidding. This is what unfortunately happened to Southwest. Elliott made things very clear very quickly. Poor execution and leadership's stubborn unwillingness to evolve the company's strategy have led to deeply disappointing results for shareholders, employees, and customers alike. They said that Gary Kelly, who is currently the board chairman, and the current CEO Bob Jordan are not up to the task of modernizing Southwest. And very quickly, things began to change for the worse. Gary Kelly was muscled out of his role, and many directors were replaced by ones chosen by Elliott. Despite their best efforts, they couldn't replace Bob, but nonetheless, Southwest's very philosophy and identity began to change. First, the new leaders of Southwest announced it would remove the open seat policy. They introduced assigned seating and began using premium seating. The model it used for over 53 years would disappear in 2026, and things only got worse. In March 2025, Southwest announced it would end the Bags Fly Free policy in May. The biggest reason customers flew with Southwest would be gone, and the backlash was massive. So, no more free bags and still standing in line like cattle to board. You just lost a customer. I flew exclusively Southwest. There's no reason to now. You guys are killing all loyalty to Southwest by killing what was unique about your airline. The current CEO, Bob Jordan, who investors tried to muscle out, has been fighting tooth and nail against them. He said to investors that the Bags Fly Free policy is the number one issue in terms of why customers choose Southwest. But despite his best efforts, it wasn't enough, and it still gets worse from here. In February, Elliott put the final nail in the coffin. Southwest announced its first layoffs in 53 years. Not just any layoffs, 15% of its workforce, or over 1,700 jobs. It's heartbreaking to see where this company I was once proud to say I worked for is going. Customers that say they've flown us for decades saying they're going elsewhere, and employees scared of losing their jobs that they once thought were there until they were ready to retire. Just heartbreaking. There really isn't any subtlety in any of this either. Elliott is ruining Southwest. Changing the philosophy from employee first, customer second, shareholders third, to shareholders first and only. The Southwest legacy is disappearing. It's possible there were other problems internally at Southwest which caused cost-cutting, but to this extent? Personally, I think Elliott is planning to raise the share price and profits for the short term to sell a stake and to make a massive profit. Hopefully, with all the backlash and their competitive advantages gone, they aren't rewarded for this behavior. With all that being said, Southwest did have a good run, all things considered, and it was great while it lasted. Another company that's getting destroyed that you might not feel bad for is AT&T. Check out this video to learn more, but until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.